Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to a Bible passage twice. And the reason we're going to do it twice is because we're going to act it. Okay, now, the person who this is from is Ezekiel. Can you just try saying Ezekiel? It's a funny name, just try it. Ezekiel. Ezekiel, okay? So it's Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 10. Try that. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 10. Need some help? Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 10. Now, Ezekiel was a prophet. Do you know what a prophet is? A prophet. Any ideas? Go on. Somebody who makes lots of money. Sorry, did you say? No. Oh, okay. Someone who gets so close to God and God gets so close to them. Yes! That'll do. Go home now. Yes, it's right. Prophets, they can get closer to God than perhaps some of us can because they can sort of hear and understand God's word. And sometimes that's through dreams, and sometimes that's through visions, and sometimes it's because they hear God's word in their head. There's all sorts of ways that prophets understand God's word, and then they tell us about stuff. So they hear God's word and they say, let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about it. That's what the prophets do. So sometimes dreams come. I actually had a dream that came true last night, funnily enough. It's just in preparation for this service. I had this really amazing, I dreamt last night that I was awake. And this morning, anyway. Now, this is Ezekiel, and Ezekiel says this. Okay, the hand of the Lord was on me and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. Now, Jonas, where's Jonas? There we go. Right, Jonas has agreed, apart from the fact he doesn't know anything else about what he's about to do, he's agreed to be Ezekiel. Now, what you need to do is just to lie on the floor. Okay, go there, find yourself somewhere to lie on the floor. It's really good. The rest of us, could we possibly get out bunches of keys? If you've got any keys, could you get out some keys? That would be a really good thing to do. Okay? They will be needed. And in my bag there's some maracas if you can just do that. Okay, now, what Ezekiel is going to do is he's going to walk from where he is to the valley. And as he walks, what I need us to do is to go. So as he makes his footsteps, big footsteps, I need all of us to go. Ready, Jonas? Big steps, go. Very good, very good. Okay, move on. It was full of bones. Okay, where you are, Toby. Could you turn that, stand up and turn that upside down? Thank you. Excellent. He led me back and forth, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley. So as you walk amongst them, Jonas, we're going to rattle our keys because it's going to make a crisp sound. Right, off you go. That's good. Thank you. That'll do. Stop, Jonas. That's it. The bones were very dry. He asked me, this is my God voice now, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And because we can't stop ourselves, we're going to sing, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones, them bones, them bones, them dry bones. Now hear the word of the Lord. Oh, harmony as well. Excellent. Okay. Thank you. And this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. And so I prophesied. Janice, do some prophesying. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, keys everybody, there was the noise of a rattling sound. Keep going. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them. Keep going. And skin covered them. Keep going. Stop. You have to stop. No good. Keep going. But there was no breath in them. And then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Keep going. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. And so I prophesied as he was commanded. We're going to have to do lots of breath now. More than that. And the breath entered them, and they came to life. This is you now. This is your big moment, folks. You have to stand up. They came to life. Keep going. And stood up on their feet. A vast army. Round of applause for the army. Okay, Jonas, back to your place. Bodies, bones, down you go. Are we ready? I hope you remember all this. Oh, sorry, and then we'll say, I say this is the word of the Lord, and we'll say thanks be to God. Right, you have to shift all the way back to the beginning of that. We're doing it again, that's right. Here we go. Right. Everybody. This is St. John's Church iPlayer. Here we go. Ready? Go. Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 to 10. The hand of the Lord was on me, Jonas, and brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley. Wait for him. It was full of bones. Ooh. And then he led me back and forth among them. And I saw a great many bones on the valley floor, led me back and forth among them, rattling keys. And the bones were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? And I said, sovereign Lord, you alone know. And then he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Them bones, dry bones, now hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you and you will come to life. And then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a rattling, a noise, a rattling sound. And the bones came together, bone to bone. And I looked, and the tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them. But there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, breath, from the four winds, and breathe into these slain, that they may live. And so I prophesied as he commanded me. And breath entered them. Here's your big chance. And they came to life and stood on their feet sleepily. A vast army, and we applauded. And because this is the word of the Lord, sort of, we say, thanks be to God. Good. Right, do you want to sit down so you can see the screen? Now, that's a really strange story. A really, really sort of strange thing to happen. Thank you. It's all about dry bones. And it's a peculiar thing. Because dry bones are very, very dry, as you can imagine. Where's my bit of bag gone? Thank you. They're a very sort of strange thing. And it, God's saying, things are a bit different here. Go on, thank you. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those programs where they take a desert and they look at a desert and it's all sort of dry and nothing's growing and then suddenly you get rain. Have you ever seen that on the television? You get rain and then this is what happens. From being a dry, dry, desert, deathly place, suddenly it's full of colour and life and all sorts of things growing. And in a way, that's what this is about. It's about us being dry and sort of deathly in a way, and God breathing into... Yes, go on.
In the play we did, it was set up in the countryside, and so we had cactus, drawn on cactuses on the back, and...
Hang on a second, one bit, because I'm going to have to repeat this. Say it again, my God.
It was set in the countryside, sort of like western, and we had drawn cactuses at the back, and one of the teachers drew some skulls and put them on top of the cactus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yuck. Okay, well, that's excellent. Well, fantastic, absolutely. So you're doing that at school. Brilliant. Really, really good. Okay. Thank you. So, dryness. Now, who's feeling very, very strong? And you're feeling really, really, really strong? Oh, you're looking very strong. Come out a second. Right, put some gloves on. There we go. Put some gloves on. Okay, now, I don't know how strong you're feeling. All right, that's it, okay. Right, this is a dry stick. This is a dead stick. Okay, that's so close it'll do. Right, see if you can just... That's a really, really big stick. Can you see if you can break it in half? Give it a go. See what happens. You can do it. You can nearly do it. It can help you do it. Oh, gosh, can't do it. It's how it goes. Sorry, that was a bit harder than I thought. And it's a dry... Can you see? It's dry, there's no life in anything. That's dead as dead as dead. However, here we've got something I took out the garden yesterday, and it's got lots of shoots on it. Right, try and break that in half. See what you can do. Wait, all right, you can shred it. But actually... That is a sort of a living thing. And actually, even though it's really, really thin, thank you, that's really kind leaving the mess. Even though it's really, really thin, you can't actually break it. You can sort of fill around with it. And so when it's dry, can you just do the next slide, please? When it's dry, it's easy to break. And you think it's just fragile, really. Even though it's really thick, it's fragile. But actually, when it's got life in it, it's really hard to break. And that's a bit like us. Because there are all sorts of times in our lives when we feel like this. When we feel like we're in a desert. And we feel like everything is dry for us in terms of our relationship with God. Right, let's see if you can look at the screen and guess why I've chosen these pictures. Because this might be why people might feel dry and a bit sort of away from God. Any ideas? Yes, go on. Yeah, sometimes elderly people feel that way. Sometimes elderly people feel I'm too old now to do anything useful. And so that I'm what good am I anymore? It's a really sad thing to think, isn't it? What about this one? Any ideas for this one? Yeah, go on. Pardon? Tired, just exhausted. Too much work. And that sort of takes us away from our relationship with God sometimes because we haven't got time. Go on, keep going. What about this one? Go on. Yeah, feeling sick. And again, keep going. Let's just do something very quickly. That's fairly obvious, that one, because it's got the word on it. Lonely, okay. Oh, what about this one? Any ideas? A bin. It is a bin, but what's in the bin? It's not just rubbish. Can you see what's in the bin? Okay, it's a Bible. And sometimes we deliberately sort of decide we're going to throw away the Bible. We're deliberately going to stop our relationship with God. It's quite interesting when we have the Gideons come into school and they all get sort of Bibles, or the children get Bibles, and some of them throw them in the bin. And I think that's an interesting thing, throwing a Bible in the bin. And, you know, sometimes I think, I wonder if you can think about that later in your life, about deliberately throwing a Bible in the bin. Okay. And sometimes we just feel alone. Keep going. And sometimes we feel sad. And sometimes we feel angry. And sometimes we feel, yeah, worried and anxious. But actually, all those things, thank you, all those things make us feel trapped. It's as if there's all this stuff going on in our lives, and it stops us breaking free and getting out and having a relationship with God. Thank you. And so it's like our life's been tarmacked over. Right? Nothing's going to grow with tarmac over it, is it? Don't you think? Have a look. Because actually, things do. Things do grow. And if we allow it, that's a really powerful thing. Plants are just really powerful things. God is an amazingly powerful thing. And it's just like that. Keep going, thank you. And so what happens is those shoots can still come through. They can grow through the tarmac, thank you. And they can breathe life into us. And so God can do that. God can breathe life into us. Even though for all sorts of reasons we might be feeling dry and useless and unhappy and things like that, we can go to God and God can breathe life into us and we can stand on our feet and worship the Lord. Enough. Do go back to your places. Thank you very much indeed.